Astor presents The Screen Guild Players. The Lady Astor Screen Guild play tonight, San Diego, I Love You. The starring players...
This is Edward Everett Horton.
This is Louise Allbritton.
And this is John Hall.
Tonight, Lady Astor presents the Screen Guild players in Universal Pictures' delightful madcap comedy, San Diego, I Love You. It stars Louise Allbritton as Virginia, John Hall as John, and Edward Everett Horton as Papa McCooley. The McCooleys live in Waterville. Three young boys, a grown daughter, and Papa McCooley. Just an average small-town American family that...
I've got it. This time I've got it. Well, I had it.
An average family. You'll note I didn't say normal.
I've got it again. Eureka. At last, I've got it.
Pop, what is it? What's going on?
Oh, it's explosion, Pop. Blow your top again.
No? Fellow citizens of the McCooley Republic, our little McCooley family will go down in history.
Or up with one of your booby trap inventions.
Now, come closer. Virginia, you too. Joey, Walter, come over here. Larry, now this time, your father has it.
Oh, you have, Pop? That's wonderful. What is it?
Virginia, I have at last perfected my one-man life raft. I have, really, down to the very last detail. Look.
Oh, you mean that's it? In that little bag?
Gee, it's awful small, Pop.
Well, that's the beauty of it. Small and compact. But like a lady's purse, it contains everything under the sun but money. Now, look. Now, attention. You just pull the zipper like this.
Gee,
and it pops right out.
Hey, wonderful.
See?
Hey, look, it's blowing up.
Yes, I know. That's right, Larry. That's automatic inflation.
What's inflation, Pop?
What is it? Oh, what questions. That's when you spend more to get less of something you really don't need in the first place.
Oh, now, Pop, that's a different kind of inflation.
Virginia, please, this is no time for technicalities.
Hey, look, the boat's all blown up. It looks a little like Uncle Herman.
Wonderful.
But, Papa, what was making all those explosions?
Well, you must have heard the noise of my waterproof rocket signals. That was the only thing holding up the invention, but I've got it now. You see, I shoot the signals out of this rocket gun.
Make the big pop again, Pop.
No, I'm sorry, Joey. I can't do it. The gun isn't loaded. I'm very careful that way. If it were loaded, you'd hold it this way. And then, you see, we'd take it...
Oh!
Well, anyway, you can see it works.
Just imagine if it was loaded.
Listen. Hey, listen, kids. Listen to this telegram. Most favorably impressed by your one-man life raft. Suggest you come to San Diego for further tests. If successful, we may finance your invention. Signed, International Research Bureau by John Thompson Caldwell IV.
Golly, how did they know about the raft?
Well, it's only a few thousand miles away. They could have heard the gun go off.
Oh, nonsense. I sent them the specifications myself. Papa doesn't even know. Oh, I can hardly wait to leave.
Whereabouts is San Diego, anyway?
Well, Mr. Calope was telling me at the cigar store. He says it's right between Del Mar and Tijuana.
Probably another suburb of Los Angeles.
Want to gamble like that?
Oh, don't be silly, Walter. Of course he will.
I will not. I most certainly will not. That is definite, final, positive. In fact, I'm almost sure.
But, Pop, if we go...
No, we won't even discuss it. We'll confine our attentions entirely to dinner. Now, that's better. Virginia?
Yes?
Are you thinking?
Oh, me, Pop? Thinking what?
Well, I don't know. Whenever you start humming that tune that I... Joey, stop that. Stop it. Stop eating with food in your mouth.
Well, gee, what other way is there?
Oh, Pop, why won't you go to San Diego? You hate teaching history at Waterville High. And if your raft is successful, you'll be rich. Why, you can do all those things you've been dreaming about, like smoking cigars in public and everything.
How do you know what I've been dreaming about? You shouldn't stick your nose into my dreams at your age. I don't have time to sit up all night to be careful about what I dream just because you're nosy.
Remember, this is a McCooley Republic, Pop. We elected you president, but...
Walter, I've heard enough from you. Now, enough. If you have anything to say, don't say it.
That's dictator talk.
You said it, Larry. Come next November, he won't get my vote.
I don't want your vote.
I'll vote for you, Pop.
Thank you, Joey.
Can I have a bicycle, Pop?
Listen to that. That old pork barrel.
Yeah, you see, Pop? You're just committing political suicide.
All right. So I don't get a fourth term. But right now I'm in the saddle, and what I say, whatever I say, must go.
Say Eleanor, Pop. She loves to go.
Any further motions? This dinner is adjourned. I'm going in and read my paper.
Look, kids. You know what I think? I think that if we really...
And Virginia, stop thinking. For the next to the last time, we are positively not going to San Diego. Ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous, preposterous. It is absolutely, absolutely...
Asinine?
Asinine, thank you. It's just a wild goose chase. Don't tell me, it's a chase. To think you dared to call up the principal to say that I had quit.
Oh, not quit, Pop. Resign.
Yeah, there's a difference.
And then to go ahead and leave our nice little house. No job and no house. We don't even have a door for the wolf to come to. And this awful, horrible, crowded train.
Now, Pop, this drawing room's very comfortable.
Certainly it's comfortable. It's roomy. It's spacious. But it isn't ours. We're thieves. We're poachers. We're trespassers.
Well, it was empty, wasn't it? And we found it, didn't we? We can pay the difference. It's worth it to have
I beg your pardon.
Oh, hello.
I'm afraid there must be some mistake.
Oh, that's all right, young man. That's all right. Think nothing of it. We all make mistakes. Here, sit down. Have a hard-boiled egg. I'll shell it for you. I'll shell it.
I'm very sorry. That is, if I could get any other accommodations... Well, you see, this drawing room...
Don't give it another thought, my boy. You can stay right here with us.
Pop says we're spacious.
Quiet. Now, fellow citizens of the McCooley Republic, all those in favor of having this gentleman join us, say aye.
Me too.
Well, I'm sure that's very kind of you, but you see... Good heavens.
Oh, it's only Walter. Sometimes he slips.
Is that slip absolutely necessary?
Well, after all, he has to practice.
Not on the train.
Well, what should we do? Throw him off? He's my brother, and he has to practice his trumpet. Huh, someday he might be another James.
Which one, Harry or Jesse?
Oh, really?
Say, mister, I don't like you.
Well, I'm not so crazy about you either.
Now, just one moment. If you don't like it in here...
I don't like it here, and I know just what I can do.
Well, let me be the first to see you to the door. And now that you're not our guest anymore, let me tell you what I think...
Guest? Huh, I like that. Why, one word for me.
Morning, sir. Everything all right?
Sure. Wonderful. Marvelous. I'm going up and riding the baggage car.
Now, what's he want to do that for? Got a perfectly good drawing room right here.
Porter, you mean this is his drawing room?
Lady, this is his railroad. That's Mr. John Thompson Caldwell Foth himself.
John Thompson Oh, my gosh. The Research Bureau. The name was on the telegram.
I never saw the like of it, Miss Lake. The minute I leave on a business trip, my whole organization falls apart. Send Wallace a memo. Tell him he's fired.
But Mr. Caldwell, he's your personal assistant.
Fine assistance he gave me during my absence. Sending out all those telegrams, signing my names, filling the place with a lot of crackpot inventions. Oh, take that, will you?
Yes. Who? Oh, I see. Yes, I'll call you back. Mr. Caldwell, there's a young lady here to see you.
Is she pretty? What about?
She told the receptionist it was personal. Claimed she took a trip with you.
Oh, another blackmailer, eh?
Shall I phone the police?
No, Miss Lake. I'll handle this one myself. Oh. Send her in.
Oh, you needn't bother. I'm in.
Huh?
Hello again.
Oh, it's you.
Mr. Caldwell, you know her?
Well, I should think he does know me. We shared a drawing room on the train.
You did.
Now, don't jump to conclusions, Miss Lake. Now then, young lady.
Oh, honestly, I had to come. To explain, I mean. You see, I didn't know the room was yours, and well, afterward, I tried to find you, but you seemed...
Oh, you mean that's your reason for coming here?
Well, naturally.
Oh, young lady, If I were you, I'd forget it. It's perfectly all right. I like riding in the cowcatcher. Now then, is there anything else?
Well, yes. It's about a raft.
A what?
A raft. The McCooley life raft.
Oh, that idiotic contraption. I'm sorry, but I'm a very busy...
Paul, that's what I was afraid of. You might be so busy you wouldn't have time to realize the McCooley life raft's the most important...
Please, anything I have to say about the raft will be said to the board of directors.
You're going to turn it down?
I most certainly
am. But you sent a telegram. You got us to come out here.
No, he didn't. His assistant did.
Now, I don't care. It had his name. He made us resign and leave our house and...
I've had enough. Will you please get out?
Now he's trying to throw me out. Acting as if he owns the whole building.
He does.
Talking just like... He does? Oh, well, in that case,
In that case, if I may borrow a phrase, may I be the first to show you to the door. This way, please.
Well, all right. But if you're John Thompson Caldwell IV, I'll bet nature wishes she had stopped at the first.
Well, I must say that girl has plenty of spirit.
Do you think I was a bit harsh, Miss Lake?
She's attractive, too.
You mean, perhaps I should apologize?
I could still catch her if you wish.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'll do it myself.
Oh! Oh, my eye!
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know you were there. Don't move now. Don't move. I'll be right with you. Miss Lake!
Yes, I saw it. The door caught her right in the eye.
Oh, this is awful. What'll I do?
I think she's going to have a lovely black eye. Whatever you do, you'd better do fast.
Oh, that's a strong black eye, lady. But don't you worry. I'm going to fix him up and nobody going to know you got him, huh?
Nobody but me.
And me, of course.
You got a black eye?
Well, no, I haven't, but...
That's too bad. You got a black eye, give you a special price. One for $3, two for $5. Shall I give you one? It's a bargain.
Oh, no, thanks. I'm really sorry.
Hey, look, boys. I got a lady black eye.
That's some shiner, sister. Who gave it to you, him?
Oh, no, he didn't do it. Well, that is, he didn't mean to.
Listen to her trying to alibi the big lug. Say, why do dames stick up for guys what beat them, huh?
I didn't beat her. She was hit in the eye by a door.
Fine thing to hit a lady with a door.
Oh, but you see, he didn't... Well, he did in a way, but... Don't you see, it was an accident.
Hey, now it's an accident.
Look, are you trying to say that
I ain't saying nothing. The lady said it, chum.
I want to make it perfectly clear that I did not hit the lady in the eye.
Oh, now you're calling her a liar.
I'm doing no such thing.
Oh, so you're calling me a liar, huh?
How do I get into these things? Look, I don't want any trouble, but...
You don't want no trouble, excepting with Dean.
Yeah,
I've stood about enough of this. If any of you guys make one more remark...
No white Peter's going to threaten me.
No, you don't. Here, take that. Look out!
Johnny, get up. Are you all right?
Well, I don't know. How do I look?
Oh, thank goodness. Ooh. For a minute there, I thought you were going... Oh. What's up? Elaine, the way you passed up a bargain.
Hey, bargain? What are you talking about?
Oh, you're right. Johnny, now we can get them fixed 2 for $5.
The curtain falls on Act One of the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players. And now the spotlight is on you. How does your skin look in the glare of bright lights? If you really want to know, well, here's how Lady Esther says you can find out.
When a doctor undertakes to treat you for an illness, he asks first for symptoms. Then he tries to find the cause of these symptoms. Well, skin troubles are symptoms, too. Big pore openings, blackheads, dry, rough skin... All these are symptoms that something's wrong. Often it means that the pore openings are clogged, that hidden dirt and impurities are buried deep in these tiny depressions. Now, the reason Lady Esther Face Cream not only beautifies, but greatly benefits your skin is just this. It removes the chief cause of many skin troubles. It cleans the skin so thoroughly that it's able to function again as nature intended, it gets weighed down into those clogged pore openings. It loosens those stubborn little pellets of dirt so they wipe off quickly and easily. It loosens and absorbs the dry skin flakes, leaves the surface of your skin radiant with new life, new freshness. And I ask the chance to prove all this. I ask you to make the Lady Esther patch test. Just rub a little Lady Esther four-purpose face cream on one cheek, wipe it off, and look in your mirror. Compare that cheek with the other. See how much fresher and cleaner it looks. Touch it with your fingers. Feel how smooth it's become, like the delicate, satiny feel of a baby's cheek. Now, that's what will happen to your entire face when you use Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. For it does all the four things your skin needs most for beauty. One, it thoroughly cleans your skin. Two, it softens your skin. Three, it helps nature refine the pores. And four, it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. You can prove all this with the patch test. And remember, the patch test takes only 30 seconds. In just 30 seconds, half a minute, you can see for yourself what a great improvement Lady Esther four-purpose face cream makes in your skin.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of San Diego, I Love You, starring John Hall, Edward Everett Horton, and Louise Allbritton. Well, one black eye just leads to another, and Virginia and Johnny get pretty chummy. So chummy, they make an evening of it. A very late evening, in fact. And the following morning, Pop McCooley is quite properly perturbed.
Just outrageous, that's all it is. Just outrageous to stay out so late at night in a strange city. Leave me here worried and frantic like this. Why, it's brazen. It's shameful.
Unregenerate?
Don't change the subject.
Oh, Pop, you know what? I know Johnny will help us. If I can just convince him the raft is good.
Yes, but you can't convince him beating him to thinking it's good. Go about beating people, the first thing you know, they'll get so they don't like you.
Well, I will convince him. I'm sure I will. I'm going to meet him this morning at the zoo.
At the zoo? You mean you'll throw him to the lions? Oh. Good heavens, I've raised a bully. That's all. I've just raised a bully.
Oh, don't you worry, Pop. Just leave it to me. I'll let you know what happened later.
Boys, quick, after her, quick.
You mean follow her, Pop?
Yes, and don't dare to let her get out of your sight. They mustn't be alone together, not for a single moment.
Why not?
Why not? Why, because. Because he's so rich and she's so pretty. And, well, all the wolves in that zoo won't be behind bars.
Virginia, I'm so glad we've got this chance to be alone. You don't know what it means to me.
Well, I know what it means to me. And there are so many things
Virginia.
I want...
Virginia!
Hiya, Virginia.
How's every little thing?
We just saw the giraffe's neck. It sure is long.
John, these are my brothers. Boys, this is Mr. Caldwell.
I don't want to see a wolf. I want to see a monkey.
Well, what do you think you're making of me?
Oh, come on. Let's go over and see the birds.
Yeah, I'd like to see a stork.
Stork? Boy, are you dumb.
Virginia, could I see you for alone for a moment?
Oh, of course. Excuse me, boys. What is it, John?
Oh, look, this is impossible. I've got to see you alone.
Well, I know, but where?
See, I've got an idea. I have a boat down at the harbor. I thought that maybe you...
See, I heard that. I heard what you said.
Oh, wait.
He's got a boat. They're going down, and that's what he said. I heard, and the man said that.
Say, that's swell. We'll all go down.
Pop, too. He's crazy about boats. You ought to see him paddle.
I'd love to see him paddle, and I don't mean boats.
Johnny, I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Well, shall we head for the harbor?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. I tell you, you go along, John, and take the boys with you.
What about you?
Oh, I'll be there. I'm going to stop and get my water wings. Oh, Mr. Miss Lake, I've simply got to have the raft. I've just got to, that's all.
Well, it ought to be in here somewhere. All these inventions piled up so while Mr. Caldwell was away.
Wait, I think I see it.
Where?
Yeah, there it is, right at the bottom.
Well, can you get it out?
Oh, I think so. Here, you hold these other things.
All right,
that's
now, be careful.
Oh, I'm getting it. Golly.
You've ripped your raft. What a shame. Now you won't even be able to try it.
Oh, yes, I will. I'll patch it up.
With what?
Well, you can't sew it. You can't vulcanize it. You can't get rubber cement or... Oh, gosh, am I going to have to chew a lot of gum. You see, John, I thought we were coming down anyway, and it wouldn't hurt to bring the raft along.
Well, if that's the only reason you came.
Oh, but it isn't. I had other reasons, too.
Virginia, you mean that...
You, Mr. Caldwell, I want you to understand that I had no hand in this. In fact, I put my foot down.
Gee, Papa's all hands and feet.
Oh, really, Johnny, it's such a swell raft. Why not give it a try?
Well, if it means so very much to you.
Oh, Pop, you hear?
Oh, that's wonderful. It's marvelous. What is it, Virginia?
It's time to get started.
Oh, of course, naturally, of course. Well, you see, Mr. Caldwell, you pull the zipper like this, and it pops right out. Then it blows itself up. You see, it has automatic inflation.
I know what inflation is. You don't need it at all.
Oh, Joey, hush.
Now, all we have to do is to drop the raft into the water. There we are.
So far, so good.
Now, if you'll just step into the raft, Mr. Caldwell.
Huh? Who, me?
Yes.
Oh, sure. Go ahead, John. It's perfectly safe.
Perfectly.
Well, all right, but this is against my better judgment. There. What now?
Well, now one of the most important features, Mr. Caldwell, a waterproof signal to attract planes or boats. You'll find a special pistol in the raft.
Oh, yes, I've got it. Tell me, how does it work?
You just pull the trigger, young man.
Oh.
That's it. A perfect demonstration.
Perfect, Pop?
Absolutely perfect.
Well, gee, then why is the water up to Mr. Caldwell's neck?
Oh, good heavens. Here, catch this rope.
Oh, forget about saving me. I'm not important. Here, catch this pack of cigarettes.
I know how Johnny must have felt, being dumped into the harbor like that. But if he'd only see me and let me explain that I patched the raft with chewing gum.
Oh, now, my dear, that's past and done with. There's no use of crying over spilt boyfriends.
Oh.
Shall we continue our packing?
Oh, we might as well. Oh, Pop, I phoned the principal of the high school. He said if you got back by next Monday, he'd consider you unresigned.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Virginia.
Anybody home in there?
Why, of course. Come in.
Package from the Research Bureau.
Oh, it's the raft.
Boy, is that all? No note, no message?
No note, no message, no nothing, lady.
Well, I guess that's that.
And I'm so sorry, Virginia, but if you'd only told me the raft was torn, you could have used my rubber cement.
Rubber cement? You mean you got some?
Yes, indeed. A half a bottle. It's pre-war, too.
Oh, that's glorious. It's wonderful. It's...
Super-duper.
Super-duper. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, Pop, we'll show Mr. Smarty yet.
Show him, my dear girl. Show him. Show him what?
Well, I'll use that rubber cement to fix up the raft, and then I'll row it across the harbor myself.
Come in, please. Come in.
Oh, excuse me. I don't mean to intrude.
Hey, look who's here.
It's Mr. Caldwell.
Could you tell me where Virginia is?
Sure, we could tell you.
And will you be surprised?
Young man, can you explain the reason for your presence here?
Why, yes, sir. I meant to tell Virginia first, but... you see, we've conducted some experiments and...
You mean with my raft?
Is Papa success?
Are we going to be rich?
Well, reasonably so. Oh. Now then, where's Virginia?
Well, right now, she's sailing the raft across the harbor.
Alone?
Yes, I thought that I ought to finish the packing, just in case.
Holy smoke! She'll drown. We've got to save her.
Oh, don't worry. She's used rubber cement. The reason the raft sank in the first time
was... Well, that's what I mean. The only part of the raft that held together was the spot she patched with the chewing gum.
Oh,
come on, let's go before it's too late.
Oh.
Virginia!
Virginia, hold on!
What do you mean, hold on? I'm doing all right.
Oh, thank heavens you're safe.
Well, why shouldn't I be? It's working perfectly, just like I told you.
Look out!
She's gone under. She's gone under.
Oh, I knew she would. I told you that raft would fall apart. Here, throw her a line.
Virginia, cat!
Have you got it, darling?
Oh, yes. I'm all right. Well, what's so funny?
Your eye. You smacked it again.
Well, you needn't laugh. If that's the only reason you came out here, you can...
But it isn't, Virginia. Honey, will you marry me?
No.
Well, why not?
Well, I'm too wet. Besides, you just feel sorry for me, that's all. We're so poor and you're so rich and everything.
Oh, now, don't be silly. You're not poor anymore.
We're not? You mean the raft?
I mean those waterproof signals. Your father just happened to invent one of the most powerful explosives the world has ever known.
Oh!
Great! Godfrey, a left-handed inventor.
Oh!
How about it, Virginia? What do you say?
Well, all I can say is... Oh.
What did she say?
She said if you'll promise to love, honor, and obey, and not give her any more black eyes, and not take her to the zoo anymore, and be nice to the kids, and buy my invention for $100,000, I think she said yes.
But will she live in San Diego?
San Diego, I love you.
Thank you, Edward Everett Horton, Louise Allbritton, and John Hall for a delightful performance.
Oh, well, we ought to thank you, Mr. Bradley, because it's really been wonderful fun. We're always delighted to appear with the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players because we know what wonderful work's being done by the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house, a work made possible by these radio broadcasts. Mr. Horton will be back in a moment, but first a word from one of America's foremost beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Allbritton. Ladies, if there was ever a face cream made for busy women who want to look their best, it's Lady Esther For Purpose Face Cream. For this one cream by itself does all the four things the skin needs most for beauty. The patch test proves it. So make the Lady Esther patch test at your very first opportunity. Here's all you do. Just rub a little Lady Esther For Purpose Face Cream on one part of your face, like your forehead, chin, or one cheek. Rub it on, wipe it off, and look in your mirror. See how much fresher and clearer that patch of skin looks than all the skin around it. Touch it. Feel how the dry, rough flakes are gone. Now that's what will happen to your entire face when you apply Lady Esther For Purpose Face Cream. It will waken to instant new life and freshness. It will look smoother, feel softer, take on a radiant, new, youthful appearance. Many women who thought they were born with a bad skin write and tell me they see an exciting difference after the very first application of Lady Esther For Purpose Face Cream.
And now, here is Edward Everett Horton.
May I remind you of something? This war isn't over, not by a long shot. The closer to Berlin and Tokyo our armies drive, the longer our battle lines, and the more it takes to keep our boys fighting. Buy some boy an extra chance for life. Buy that extra war bond today.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players will present The Age of Innocence. It will star John Payne and Merle Oberon. Be sure to listen. Edward Everett Horton, Louise Allbritton, and John Hall can now be seen in San Diego, I Love You, a Universal picture whose current release is the Technicolor production Can't Help Singing. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. Truman Bradley speaking. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.